KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the boys' high school cross-country action last night saw an Atlantic runner take the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship last evening. Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship meet held last night, and Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was the champ as he ran 16 minutes, 21.31 seconds. That's about 11 seconds faster than Ben Grody of Kemper Catholic, who placed second. Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central was third. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic placing fourth. Also in the top 10, Parson Covington of Glenwood, David Salazar of Denison, Creston's Ben Err, Denison's Corey Miller, Mason Parks of Glenwood, and Esteban Martinez of Denison rounding out the top 10. Also for Atlantic, Jalen Peterson running 12th last night. Atlantic also had Evan Brummer 28th, Colton Carey 32nd, and Cale Pellet 36th in that race last night. According to a longtime former head coach Bruce Henderson, he says Phoenix is likely the first boys Hawkeye 10 Conference champion from Atlantic in at least 35 years. Congratulations to Phoenix Shadden on that title. That's the individual running. In the team competition, it was Glenwood capturing the title. They ran it with 61 points. Atlantic second with 77. Denison was third with 88. Lewis Central, Kemper Catholic, Shenandoah, Essex, Harlan, Red Oak, Creston, St. Albert, and Clarinda round out the rest of the field. On the girls' side, it was Reagan Anderson of Denison winning the championship. She was 20 seconds faster than her teammate, Ellie Mendlick, who placed second. Grace Lee Castor of Harlan placing third. Claire Campbell of Shen Essex was fourth. Brielle Baker of Creston was fifth. Aubrey McIntyre of Glenwood placing sixth. Ashley Wendt led the Atlantic contingent, placing seventh. Lacey Jackson of Glenwood was 8th, Carly Manrose of Shen Essex was 9th, and Carson Rush of Atlantic placing 10th. Also for Atlantic, Pluma Pross running 12th last night, Alexis Derby 21st, Emily Soigling 22nd, Halsey Bailey 28th, and Piper Zarbano 35th last night. In the team competition, it was Denison winning with 50 points, Shenandoah Essex with 65 was runner-up, Glenwood 68 points for 3rd, Atlantic with 72 was 4th, Harlan, Lewis Central, Creston, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, Red Oak, and St. Albert round out the rest of the 11 teams in that field. Let's move on to high school volleyball last night and Hawkeye 10 conference play last evening. Shenandoah defeating Thomas Jefferson in two straight games. Shenandoah also took 2 of 3 from Southwest Valley. St. Albert beat Clarinda 3-1. Harlan swept 3 games from Denison. Also in the Western Iowa Conference tournament last night, the championship goes to Tri-Center as they outlast Trainer 3-1 in the final. Third place match goes to Audubon, a 3-2 winner over IKM Manning last evening. Also in the consolation bracket, they ran through pool play with Missouri Valley downing Riverside in 2 straight. Griswold beat Riverside 2 in a row. Missouri Valley downed Griswold 2-0. Underwood beat AHSTW 2-0. Logan Magnolia over AHSTW 2-0. And Underwood defeated Logan Magnolia 2-0. That set up the consolation finals in the seventh place match. It was Griswold over Logan Magnolia in 2 straight, while Missouri Valley captured 5th place with a 2-1 win over Underwood. In the corner conference, South Page, a 3-1 winner over Heartland Christian. Sydney took 3 out of 4 from Stanton, while East Mills took 3 out of 5 from Essex. Also in the Pride of Iowa conference, Thomas Jefferson beat Southwest Valley 2-1 last night. Well, let's check high school football, because it is Friday. The Atlantic Trojans have another tough opponent on the schedule. They return home to the Trojan Bowl tonight. They'll face the undefeated Carroll Tigers. The Trojans made some strides in last week's loss to ADM, but didn't take advantage of a few scoring opportunities to alter the direction of that game. The Trojans also had a tough time slowing down ADM quarterback Sam McCartney, who will face another tough signal caller tonight as well, as Carroll's Colby Malinsky has thrown for 1,311 yards and 11 touchdowns. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott says despite the big passing numbers, Carroll likes to start with the run game.
Carroll, they're going to try and run the ball first. They spread you out a little bit, but they want to run, and that's what kind of sets up their passing game. So our focus defensively is going to be trying to stop the run first, and then we'll worry about the pass after that.
Carroll sits atop the district with a district title showdown looming next week against Creston. Coach McDermott hopes the Trojans are ready for a great opportunity to try to compete with a tough team like Carroll on their senior night.
Yeah, we're hoping, you know, we can sneak up on them maybe a little bit. And, you know, the other thing, we're playing at home a little bit. That helps, you know, in the Trojan Bowl, seniors' last game here. So, you know, we're trying to create some excitement ourselves just to maybe get us started a little bit earlier.
Well, the Trojans and the Tigers set for a 7:30 kickoff at the Trojan Bowl tonight. You can hear more from Coach McDermott. Chris's weekly visit with the coach called Trojan Preview comes your way at 4:45 this afternoon. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans and the KM Cougars hit the gridiron tonight in Exira with second place in the district on the line. Both teams come into the game with 4-3 overall records. More importantly, they're 4-1 in eight-man District 7. KM Cougar head coach Joe Woolham says he knows his team has a tough challenge on their hands, but he says they are excited for tonight's opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got an opportunity to not have to ask for any help. You know, if we can take care of some business on our own. You know, we understand it's a huge challenge, but I think our guys are up for that challenge. And, you know, we're excited and want to finish the year on a high note.
The Cougars are led by youth with junior quarterback Thomas Hensley throwing for over 1,400 yards and 22 touchdowns. Hensley's favorite target is sophomore Preston Murphy, who has 42 catches for 791 yards and 10 scores. Sophomore Mitchell Williamson brings toughness to both sides of the ball at running back and defensive line. Coach Woolham likes how his team has grown over the course of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tom's kind of in the zone right now. Beginning of the year, I don't know, a little too excited. He was overthrowing a lot of our deeper routes, and now he's really hitting on those, hitting guys in stride. And then the little things like, you know, like Preston Murphy, for example, a guy catching, you know, some 8 to 10-yard catches, and then he turns them into 30, 40-yard catches. So guys are making plays with their feet as well.
Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said a big key to having success against the Cougars will be containing Hensley and making sure tackles when they get the chance. The Spartans lost on the road last week to top-rated Fremont Mills, and head coach Tom says his team's intensity needs to improve this week.
The kids were kind of upset, which they should be, because we also understand that we came out of there not playing very well. You know, it didn't really reflect what the score had said. I thought that we did some good things, but you know, overall, we just didn't play football like we have to in order to be successful when you play those type of teams. So, you know, we have to move forward. I wasn't very happy with Monday or Tuesday. Wednesday, we had a better practice. So, you know, it's all about preparation. And like I said, hopefully our kids are up for the challenge because it's going to be a big one.
Exira EHK is more veteran-led with seniors Drew Buchholz and Connor Westergaard at running back and quarterback. Coach Peterson knows the players don't need much motivation, especially with it being senior night for a group that's worked really hard to improve.
Yeah, and like it's senior night. You know, the kids, they've worked really, really hard over the past 4 years. You know, they've put in their time. We have a good group of seniors once again, ones that are going to be missed. But, you know, you don't get many opportunities for games like this to be played on your home field. So it's supposed to be a beautiful night, and you get to play at home. Seniors get to be recognized, and, you know, it's how it should be, you know, for your last home game.
We'll have coverage of the Cougars and the Spartans live tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith have the call of the game from the top of the hill in Exira. You can listen in on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com and on the mobile app. You can also catch live streaming video of the game on our TV page at KJAN.com. Our Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, starts the night at 6 o'clock, followed by the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight. Now let's take a look at the full schedule for tonight. We talked about Atlantic Carroll. That's one of the 3A District 7 games tonight, along with ADM at Creston, Glenwood at Winterset, Harlan at Denison. In 2A District 7 tonight, among the games, Kemper Catholic hosting East Sac County, Shenandoah visits Underwood, Southeast Valley is at Clarinda, Red Oak goes to South Central Calhoun. In 1A District 7, Trainer is at IKM Manning, Missouri Valley at Tri-Center, AHSTW at Logan Magnolia in a big game, ACGC plays at OABC CIG tonight. In Class A District 7, Nottoway Valley hosting Earlham, Griswold at home against Martinsdale St. Mary's, Southeast Warren is at Southwest Valley, St. Albert is at Riverside. In 8-man District 6 play tonight, Bedford is at Lenox, Lamoni at East Union, Stanton at Mormon Trail, Wayne is at Murray. In 8-man District 7, we mentioned Cam at Exira EHK. Also, it's East Mills at Clarinda Academy, Fremont Mills at Woodbine, and Sydney at Essex. In 8-man District 8, Arweva is at Glidden-Ralston, Audubon is at Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard at Bowyer Valley, and West Harrison at River Valley tonight. In college football news, LSU and 18th-ranked Florida will play in Baton Rouge on November 19th to make up for the game scheduled in Gainesville that was wiped out by Hurricane Matthew. The teams had to buy out non-conference opponents scheduled for that Saturday. LSU will pay $1.5 million to South Alabama. Florida pays $500,000 to Presbyterian. LSU also agreed to play in Gainesville instead of Baton Rouge in 2017. In 2018, the annual Tigers-Gators matchup will return to Florida again, as it normally would. Well, Phillip Rivers threw for 178 yards and one touchdown, leading San Diego over Denver 21-13 last night as Rivers passed Hall of Famer Dan Fouts to become San Diego's career passing leader. The Chargers now 2-4. The Broncos fall to 4-2 on the season. The Dodgers' Jock Peterson led off the seventh inning with a home run, and Justin Turner added a two-run triple to lead the Dodgers to a 4-3 win over Washington in the fifth and deciding game of the National League Division Series. Peterson connected off of Max Scherzer, who had scattered four hits up to that point. Turner capped off the four-run rally off of Sean Kelly, the Nationals' fifth pitcher of the inning. The Dodgers will move on to face the Cubs in the National League Championship Series, Game 1 set for Saturday night in Chicago. The Cubs will start John Lester in Game 1 of the NL Championship Series Saturday against the Dodgers. The rest of their rotation depends on the health of Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks left Game 2 of the Division Series against San Francisco when he was hit by a batted ball in the right forearm in the fourth inning. He had a bullpen session Thursday, and the Cubs are waiting to see how he feels today before confirming their rotation. In the NHL last night, Montreal beat Buffalo 4-1, the Rangers over the Islanders 5-4, Boston beat Columbus 6-3, Florida over New Jersey 2-1, Tampa Bay beat Detroit 6-4, Winnipeg over Carolina 5-4, Pittsburgh in a shootout 3-2 over Washington, St. Louis beat Minnesota 3-2, Dallas over Anaheim 4-2. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says senior guard Peter Jock is the leader of the team as the Hawkeyes prepare for the upcoming season. The senior from Des Moines was named to the preseason All-Big Ten team. Speaking at Big Ten Media Day in Washington, D.C., McCaffrey says Jock gained maturity during a process that saw him place his name in the NBA draft before opting to return to school. McCaffrey says Jock's experience will be a benefit for young but talented Hawkeye squad this year. The Hawks open with an exhibition against Regis University on November 4th. And Kansas is the pick to win the Big 12 basketball title in a vote by conference coaches. Oklahoma's picked to finish sixth, and Oklahoma State in a tie for seventh in the voting, released on Thursday. The Jayhawks received 9 of 10 first-place votes, making Kansas a unanimous selection, as coaches are not allowed to vote for their own teams. West Virginia's picked second, Texas third, Iowa State fourth, which received the other first-place vote. Baylor is fifth, then Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and TCU. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.